This is the Ask Chef Jacob Podcast, episode 23. With another episode of Ask Chef Jacob, found online at askchefjacob.com, which is really just going to forward you to stellaculinary.com. Stella Culinary, that's the place where we all hang out. Got lots of great stuff going on over at stellaculinary.com. We have our massive video section, but really the most important thing I believe that we do at Stella Culinary is the audio podcast. We have Ask Chef Jacob, which you're listening to right now. We have Stellacast, which features other chefs and other people in the industry and just some good old-fashioned culinary ramblings. And then, of course, the cornerstone of the Stella Culinary educational content, which is the Stella Culinary School podcast. So all of that can be found at stellaculinary.com. And our newest addition, something I'm really excited about, is actually it's my first paid product. A sip of coffee there. You know, for years I've been working on my F-Step curriculum. And it's the same curriculum that I use at my culinary boot camps. And this curriculum is really special to me because it's my thesis statement on how people should learn how to cook. It actually teaches you how to cook from the beginning to the end, whether you are brand new to cooking or a professional that's had years in the industry. This book, this curriculum, will fill in any gaps that you have in your knowledge and or just give you all the firm foundation that you need in your base knowledge if you're a beginner. And the way that this is structured is you start with flavor first, because if you don't understand flavor, then we can't really have much of a discussion about cooking. So the whole overarching idea is any dish that you create is flavor structure plus technique. So you create a flavor structure, you envision a flavor structure, and then you paint that flavor structure over the technique. So once you understand how to choose the appropriate technique and how to create flavor structures and balance those flavors, you can really create any dish that you ever imagined, any sauce that you ever imagined. And the F-Step curriculum is built specifically to allow you to do that. So it is not a cookbook. It is a book that teaches you how to cook and how to create your own recipes. And the F-Step stands for flavor, sauce, technique, execution, and preparation. So if you want more information on that, you can head on over to stellaculinary.com, click on the shop link at the top of the page, and it'll pop up there. And you can purchase it and download it immediately as a PDF guide. So the F-Step curriculum is now available. Very excited about that. Now, I have a question today from Dave. We're going to get into Dave's question right now.
And,
Let's see if I can restart that. Man, I hate when I do stuff like that. I'm trying to do these live. So I clicked the wrong button. Dave was halfway through his question. Let's hear it from Dave. Nope. Still didn't work. Oh, come on, Jacob. All right. One more time. Here we go. Dave's question.
Hello, Chef Jacob. I'm sitting here with my wife after we had some company, and we're in our second bottle of white wine, and we just opened up a chip dip and some store-bought French onion sauce. Now, we think it's the best thing in the world right now, but we're thinking, you know, 'tis the holiday season, we go to parties, what would be an easy, really good, like, dip or something to bring to a party? Not a full course meal, just something simple, but something that would really stand out, that we can make fresh here the day before, and it would just something that really would stand out better than some store-bought dip that sticks to, you know, it comes out in a mold like the French onion. I mean, we think this French onion dip is the best thing in the world right now. Of course, we've had two bottles of Prosecco. So, but something, you know, just we got a few parties coming up, so some ideas on a good dip or something to bring that would really make us stand out. And, you know, something we could prepare the day before. That would be really great. Love your site. Thank you, Chef Jacob. If you're ever in Philly, come say hi. Thanks.
You know, Dave, it's funny that you said, if I'm ever in Philly, come say hi, because at the time of recording this, I'm actually flying out to Philadelphia tomorrow morning for a consulting gig. So I will be out there for a week consulting with a really awesome restaurant out there. I'm not giving out the name only because I haven't double-checked with the restaurant owner. But great guy, great restaurant, and really excited to be working with him. So I will actually be in Philadelphia all next week. And, I don't know, maybe we'll have to do a little meetup or something, like a Philly crew meetup. Okay. So first of all, there's $1 million R&D budget that goes into making those French onion dips, right? So they're delicious and you can say that unashamedly. You don't have to say, well, you know, we've had a couple glasses of wine or a couple bottles of wine, so now this thing tastes like the best thing in the world now. It tastes like the best thing in the world whether you're dead sober or probably even better when you're drunk. So there is no shame in liking the French onion dip. Now, as far as a dip that you can make from scratch and bring to your party, there's any number of things, but really, let's think about what a dip is for a second. And not to go back to the F-step curriculum, but the F-step curriculum is something that you use as a lens for which you can break down any dish out there, anything that you want to make. So in the F-step curriculum, we talk about what I call the three modern mother sauces. And this is to say that there are really only three techniques that you would want to use, or that not even want to use. There are three techniques that you will use to make any sauce out there. And once you understand those three techniques, then you're just painting flavor structure over the top, right? So those three techniques to create any sauce is reduction, emulsion, and puree. Now, for your French onion dip, that would fall underneath the puree category. So there are best practices for making purees. And, you know, there's probably some fat. I mean, not probably. There is some fat in there, too. So you are using some emulsification principles in a French onion dip. So you basically have a hybrid of a puree. A puree and an emulsification. So if you check out our website, and I'll put a link in the show notes, I actually have a video on the three modern mother sauces that you can go over. And I talk a little bit about making purees. And I have a really geeky food science video on emulsifications, all of which you can watch for free. And I'll put this in the episode 23 show notes of Ask Chef Jacob. So stellacolony.com/ACJ23. So what I'm saying is once you understand those techniques, then all you got to do is decide what your flavor structure is going to be and place it over the top. So you can decide to create any number of purees. And I think a good starting point is hummus. And hummus is, it's kind of been trendy for a while now. It's, you know, healthy people like it. People with taste buds like it. I mean, hummus is good if it's made correctly. And I'm not saying that you should make a hummus. I mean, you obviously could. But let's look at what the hummus is. Hummus is basically just pureed chickpeas. And you have any number of flavors that you can put in there. Garlic, olive oil, obviously, is going to be some staple flavors in that chickpea puree. But then people get crazy sometimes. They'll add, you know, some artichoke hearts or some basil pesto or whatever it is, right? And what you're doing when you're creating a hummus is you are softening the chickpeas. You're blending them, and then you're usually adding a little bit of fat, like the olive oil. Not usually, always. And in puree making, that is always best practice, is to finish with a little bit of fat, because that fat that is blended in at the end is what's going to give you that mouthfeel and that smoothness that you're looking for in a good puree. So, I mean, to really kind of oversimplify the puree approach or technique, it's take ingredients, soften them via cooking, puree them with either a blender or food processor, and finish that puree with some fat. And that fat's going to give you some smoothness. Now, if you want a really smooth mouthfeel, you can then take this puree and pass it through a screen, whether it's a strainer or There's a thing called a tammy or a tamis, and that is a, it looks like a metal drum with a screen stretched across the top. They're kind of hard to find, but in a professional kitchen, those are really handy to have, or if you make lots of baby food. So the hummus, just imagine the hummus as it's a pureed sauce, right? But it's also a dip. So most dips that you are going to create, you're going to be using the puree technique. So then you start looking at classic flavor structures. You can do carrots and ginger, right? So you can, I mean, if you do a carrot puree, you could just steam the carrots until they're soft, puree them with a little bit of vegetable stock or chicken stock, have some ginger that maybe you steam or simmer with the carrots, and that's going to be your base. Now, to this, you can add cayenne. The cayenne is going to give you a little bit of a kick to kind of push through the richness of the puree, right? So, you know, when you're talking about the concepts of flavor structure, when you have something that's rich or something that's heavy, so a puree can both be heavy and rich on your palate, you want to kind of cut through that using piquancy, so cayenne, any sort of spice. We'll do a little bit of sriracha in there, it'd be awesome. Or some acid as well. And acid is going to help to elevate everything and sort of brighten up the palate. So, you know, any sort of root vegetable would work great. So carrots, onions, you can do like an onion puree. Potatoes, not so much, because potatoes are starchy. So what's going to happen is after you cook the potatoes and you puree them in your food processor, they're going to become starchy, and it's going to give you that weird sort of mouthfeel. So it's almost going to be like eating cold mashed potatoes, which is not what you want. Now, also, too, you want to take into consideration the serving temperature of your puree. So most likely, if you're taking your puree to a party, so let's use the example of a carrot puree, you're not going to be serving it warm. You're going to be serving it cold. So the puree will slightly thicken as it cools down. So you want to make sure that when you are pureeing it hot, you make it a little bit thinner than you want it to be. So as it cools, it will set up to a consistency that clings. Now, you can also take these same purees and make them a little bit thicker than you normally would, and then mount them with a homemade aioli or homemade mayonnaise. And what that's doing is that's going to bring more fat to the party, and it's going to just give a better all-around dip-style mouthfeel. So, for example, you take maybe 2/3 carrot puree and you mix it with 1/3 homemade mayonnaise or homemade aioli. I mean, ranch dressing is basically mayonnaise and buttermilk with, you know, ranch seasoning in it, right? So you're kind of doing the same thing, but you're doing it all from scratch. So you're going to have a much better texture and a much better flavor that you can control. Now, for seasoning, I'm a big fan of the flavor packets that you find in the aisles at your supermarket. So you could buy a French onion soup seasoning packet. You could buy a Hidden Valley Ranch packet. And these packets are basically dried herbs and spices with MSG in it. So it's going to give you that savory flavor, that savory punch, right? So you could take something like a carrot puree and stir in a little bit of Hidden Valley Ranch packet. And it's going to just bring that sort of dippish style seasoning to the party. You can also, I mean, you can make your own onion puree just by steaming some yellow onions, or even you can saute them or simmer them. One of my favorite ways to actually soften onions is I'll take onions, peel off, cube them up into large chunks, put them in a pan, cover them with a 50-50 mix of white wine and water, pinch of salt, pinch of sugar, couple pats of butter. Bring it up to a simmer, and then once it starts to simmer, because you're going to bring it up over a high flame, just reduce it to low and let it slowly just simmer out all the liquid. And what that's going to do, it's going to make the onions very, very soft, but also sweet. And then you take these sweet onions, place them in your food processor or your blender, and puree. Now, if you want a thinner puree, you're going to want to use a blender because it's going to get it thinner and smoother. A food processor, you can puree using less liquid. So you place that in your food processor, give it a whiz, add in a little bit of liquid. At this point, you can use, you know, a vegetable stock, chicken stock, even just a little bit of water, and you're going to want to finish with fat. Now, that's going to be your base puree, right? You have your base onion puree. Now, to that, you can add some of your French onion soup packet. And what you're doing here is you're just doctoring a base, which is what's very, very common in restaurant settings. You take a base and you start doctoring it. So again, what we're talking about is flavor structure plus technique. The technique that you're using is the puree technique. The flavor structure is anything you want it to be. And you start with your base flavor, so onion, carrot, even like a poached garlic or blanched garlic, all these would work. And then you are going to apply flavor structure techniques to that flavor. So balancing with acid, seasoning with salt, adding fat for richness and mouthfeel. And then you're going to end up with a puree. So hopefully that made sense. Kind of a bit rambling there. But let's see, what else could you do? I mean, any sort of bean puree would work. So you could take the same sort of idea as hummus, which is a chickpea puree. And you could do kidney beans, you can do black beans, you know, any sort of bean dip is always awesome. But you can doctor it any way that you want. So, you know, you take a black bean dip, maybe throw in some fire roasted jalapenos, a little bit of lime juice, some chopped cilantro right at the end. You know, that's going to be delicious. You can dip chips into that, you can dip celery sticks into that. So really, I mean, just let your imagination be your guide. You know, a lot of times what I do when I'm trying to come up with a new idea is I'll go to the store, I'll go to a farmer's market, and I'll just start kind of looking around without any sort of, you know, preconceived notions of what I want to buy or what I want to get. And I'll just let the food inspire me, and I'll come across something, oh, you know, look at how beautiful these beets are, look at how beautiful these tomatoes are. And then it's just flavor structure and technique. But you're starting with a flavor so that you know, like a tomato or a beet or a carrot that inspires you, right? You're passing by that stall and you're like, oh, look at those. Man, look at those beautiful purple carrots. Those are great. Like, what can I do with those? And then you start playing, right? Well, how am I going to take these carrots and turn them into puree? Well, why don't I maybe simmer them in some water with a little bit of sliced ginger and a couple cloves of garlic, maybe, you know, half an onion. And I'm going to simmer them to make them soft. I'm going to puree it. I'm going to add in a little bit of olive oil. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll take that fat, which we know, right, the fat is being added to smooth out the puree. So that's the technique step, right? Adding the fat at the end to smooth out that puree. But the type of fat that you use, that's flavor structure. So instead of using olive oil at the end, maybe you use walnut oil or hazelnut oil or some butter or some ghee, all of which are going to give you different end flavors. So my first go-to, if I was going to give you one to go out and experiment with, would probably be onions. So try the onions, make them soft either by steaming or by simmering like we talked about, puree them up, add in a little bit of French onion soup seasoning packet, and then go from there. Start to doctor it. You know, start playing with the acid. Start playing with the fat contents. Throw in some fresh herbs. So, just a little bit of minced parsley, thyme, chervil, chives. All would work awesome. And the flavor structure section of my F-Step curriculum is actually available for free for download. So if you go to stellacolonial.com. And you look at the sidebar there, you can download F is for Flavor, which is the first section. So that in F is for Flavor, it talks about the concepts of flavor structure where you're, you know, balancing with acid, you're using fat, you're how to season with salt, all that good stuff. So, Dave, I hope that answered your question, and maybe you will have some follow-ups. But, yeah, man, just find something to puree and kill it. All right, well, that's it for this episode of Ask Chef Jacob. If you have a culinary cooking question of your own, head on over to askchefjacob.com, and it'll just forward you to a Stella Culinary page where we have our nifty little audio widget that Dave used to ask his question. And I love it when you guys use those because that way you can hear your voice. I can play it live on the air, and I can answer your question. Sign up for our free email newsletter, which will allow you to download our PDF FS for Flavors, so you can check that stuff out, bring your flavor structure game to the next level. And don't forget to check out all of the awesome Stella Culinary content found online at stellaculinary.com, videos, podcasts, subscribe via iTunes, and leave us a review.